Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Say, What You Mean, A Mindful Approach to Nonviolent Communication by Oren J. Sofer is a practical self-help guide that blends mindfulness training with Marshall Rosenberg's Nonviolent Communication Framework, with added emphasis on embodied awareness drawn from somatic approaches. Rather than treating communication as a set of clever phrases, Sofer presents it as a trainable inner capacity. How we show up in the moment shapes what we say, how we listen, and whether a conversation leads to understanding or conflict. The book's purpose is to help readers speak with clarity and honesty while staying connected to care and respect, even under stress. It offers a structured path built around presence, intention, and attention to what matters most in an interaction. Across everyday situations like disagreements with partners, tense workplace conversations, or emotionally charged family dynamics, Sofer provides exercises and reflection prompts designed to slow reactivity and support more skillful dialogue. And the result is an approach to communication that is both relational and contemplative, aimed at building trust, reducing misunderstanding, and strengthening connection. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, lead with presence to reduce reactivity. A central theme is that the quality of attention we bring to an interaction often determines its outcome. Sofer emphasizes presence as the foundation of skillful speech and deep listening. In practice, this means noticing what is happening inside you in real time, the urge to interrupt, the tightening in the chest, the flood of defensiveness, or the impulse to perform. By tuning into breath and body sensation, a person can create a small pause between stimulus and response. That pause becomes a practical choice point where you can decide whether to speak, listen, ask a question, or take a break. The book treats mindfulness not as a private activity separate from relationships, but as an interpersonal skill that helps you stay oriented when emotions rise. Presence also supports better listening because it helps you notice when you are rehearsing your reply instead of receiving what the other person is saying. Through simple practices that slow the pace of conversation, the reader learns to communicate from steadiness rather than reflex, which makes it easier to stay respectful without suppressing truth. Secondly, clarify intention with curiosity and care. Sofer argues that communication is shaped as much by intention as by content. Even accurate words can land badly when they are powered by blame, contempt, or the need to win. The book invites readers to ask what they are really trying to accomplish in a conversation to be understood, to protect boundaries, to repair a rupture, to express pain, or to solve a problem. From that clarity, it becomes easier to choose a tone and approach that serves connection rather than escalation. Curiosity plays a key role because it loosens certainty and invites learning about the other person's experience. And care matters because it keeps honesty from turning into harshness and empathy from turning into self-erasure. This topic also highlights that how something is said includes nonverbal signals and pacing, not only phrasing. By training intention toward understanding and mutual respect, the reader gains a practical alternative to common habits like persuading, defending, or diagnosing. The result is a more humane style of dialogue that can hold disagreement while still protecting dignity on both sides. Thirdly, focus on needs rather than strategies. A defining element of nonviolent communication in the book is the distinction between needs and strategies. Strategies are the specific actions people want: an apology, a schedule change, a decision, a promise. Needs are the underlying human motivations: safety, respect, autonomy, belonging, clarity, rest, or support. Sofer emphasizes that conflicts often happen at the strategy level, where positions collide and compromise feels like loss. When attention shifts to needs, the emotional logic of a situation becomes clearer, and empathy becomes more available, even when agreement is not. This focus also helps a person speak more precisely. Instead of making accusations or global judgments, the reader learns to identify what is alive in them, what they are feeling, and what need is behind it. That clarity can reduce passive aggression and indirect communication because it offers a path to naming what matters without attacking. It also opens room for creative solutions, since multiple strategies can meet the same need. By returning again and again to needs, the book provides a way to navigate disagreements with less moralizing and more shared problem solving. Fourthly, speak honestly using observation, feeling, and request. The book supports clear expression by encouraging readers to separate observable facts from interpretation and evaluation. When people lead with judgments, others often respond with defensiveness rather than understanding. Sofer's approach aligns with classic NBC structure. Describe what you observe in a way a camera could record, name your feeling, connect it to a need, and then make a doable request. This topic is not presented as a rigid script, but as a way to organize attention so that honesty is less likely to become blame. The request component is especially important because it turns vague frustration into actionable dialogue. A request is more workable when it is specific, present-focused, and invites choice rather than demands compliance. Sofer also stresses that self-expression works best when paired with presence, so the body and tone match the intention. Readers learn to notice when they are covertly insisting, lecturing, or using a request as a disguised demand. By practicing this kind of clean expression, conversations become less about proving a story and more about revealing experience, which often increases the chance of being heard. Lastly, work with the body to stay regulated in difficult conversations. Say what you mean highlights that communication is not only cognitive. Stress, threat response, and unresolved activation can hijack speech and listening, especially in high emotion or trauma-sensitive contexts. Sofer therefore gives a meaningful role to embodied awareness and simple regulation skills. Instead of pushing through intensity with willpower, the reader is encouraged to notice physiological signals and to use grounding and pausing to return to a steadier state. This matters because a dysregulated nervous system narrows perception, increases reactivity, and makes empathy harder to access. By incorporating somatic awareness, the book offers tools for staying in connection without overriding personal limits. It also supports healthier boundaries. Sometimes the most skillful move is to slow down, name that you are activated, or propose a break rather than forcing resolution. This topic complements the needs-based framework by showing that access to feelings and needs depends on having enough internal stability. Overall, the body-based dimension helps translate compassionate communication from an ideal into something more reliably available when conversations are actually hard. In conclusion, Say What You Mean is best suited for readers who want communication tools that go beyond technique and into habit change. It will benefit people in close relationships, caregivers, educators, clinicians, managers, and anyone who regularly faces tense conversations and wants to reduce cycles of blame, withdrawal, or escalation. The practical value is that it trains two capacities at once: inner awareness that prevents reactive speech, and a relational framework that helps turn conflict into dialogue about what matters. Readers can expect to gain more precision in self-expression, more empathy in listening, and more ability to make clear requests and set limits without hostility. Compared with many communication books that focus on persuasion or conversational tactics, Sofer's approach stands out for grounding speech in mindfulness and embodied presence. That emphasis makes the methods more resilient under stress, when polished phrasing often collapses. It also distinguishes the book within the nonviolent communication space by offering accessible practices for working with activation in the body, which can be crucial when emotions are intense. The overall effect is a grounded, compassionate path toward understanding that is realistic about human reactivity and still optimistic about our capacity to learn. If you would like to support Oren J. Sofer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.